Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
We're going to do something different this week, an interview with the producers to explore behind the scenes of Alive and Active Life articles and podcasts. Actually, we've been publishing for 14 years and broadcasting for 5, but we'll specifically cover podcast information. Why do we do this? People grow in their relationship with God in different ways. Consequently, we publish weekly articles for those who like to read. Plus, we broadcast weekly podcast episodes for those who like to listen. Some of our followers both listen and read. But first, some data. A growing number of people tune into our podcast and read our articles. Here are some reasons why. To receive quality content that nurtures their relationship with Jesus. We feature scriptures that provide direction and hope in difficulties. Some readers and listeners send feedback. They like the specific action steps and practical application for daily issues. Our multitaskers like condensed quality content while addressing other responsibilities. Some folks simply want encouragement and positive conversation about life. Still others enjoy fresh ideas about applying scripture. So now, let's look behind the scenes at the creation of our podcast. Incidentally, today, as we give you podcast information, we feature an interview with our podcast sound engineer. Conveniently, we're both behind the microphone right now. Andrew has excellent studio skills, plus he loves Alive and Active Life. Additionally, he really loves recording. I am grateful that he invites me into his studio. FYI, he works for hours to sculpt the best podcast experience for you. Welcome, Andrew. Thanks for taking time with me today. Also, I appreciate the many hours you contribute.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be involved in the recording aspect of this ministry. It's been a huge blessing to me personally.
Andrew, I have some questions for you. I'd like to chat about behind the scenes. Incidentally, since you're the guy with hands on dials and knobs in the recording studio, I'm especially looking to hear what you have to say about recording for our readers and listeners. Let's start with your portion in our podcasts.
Well, I get to be the one listening with headphones and a critical ear, adjusting levels of voices, music, and then stepping back when an episode is done to decide, does this work? Are there any problems for the listeners? Will anything be in the recording process that will get in the way of the message? I tackle technical aspects like maximizing volume, getting equalization right for a pleasing sound, making sure the music sounds balanced, not overpowering voices, mastering all levels so people feel comfortable as they listen. I really enjoy this entire process and gladly use those skills in ministry for God.
Well, your expertise is critical and so appreciated. Every week, I get to hear the professional finished product you produce after we record. The podcast information starts right here. I see your dials and buttons, multiple screens, and computer tools. Interestingly, it's like watching art being made. So that's your portion. Now I'd like to share my portion. I've been writing for Alive and Active Life for about 14 years. God gave me a passion to present fresh, practical ways to apply God's Word in daily life. I'm especially excited about what we offer as we explore behind the scenes. As I've grown to love God's Word, I've realized some things about Scripture. First, that's where the help is. Second, that's where life's secrets are discovered. Third, you can learn about God Himself. Fourth, the Scriptures are the training manual that God uses, so we should too. And fifth, it's where God's heart is revealed to His friends. That's us. Besides writing and developing relevant, practical content, I've worked to build a library of materials to help readers and listeners live a healthy life in Christ. Let's face it, life can be challenging, yet it can also be wonderful too. Somehow, we need to marry these realities as we navigate problems and troubles, while enjoying the good that's still present in life. Connecting daily with God helps us do that. Time in Scripture and prayer helps us know Jesus better. Consequently, we know how to live better. So, Andrew, what has Alive and Active Life meant in your life? You told me you've been reading our books for years and using our tools and resources.
Alive and Active Life is a powerful ministry with multiple avenues to interface with. There are well-written devotional study books that add quality to your daily quiet time, ebooks to help you be who God designed, excellent online materials with articles, podcast episodes, and even free courses. And then there's the emails to keep you connected. Incidentally, I like being on the email list because it comes to me. It just shows up in my inbox, a reminder to jump in when I have a moment. But it also doesn't contribute to the bombardment of junk mail. So I like that it's available, but it doesn't add to life's noise. Even more, I find encouragement and challenge to get into God's Word for fresh perspectives. Alive and Active Life has challenged me in ways I hadn't thought about before.
So how do you use our tools in your life? You know, the books and ebooks and online resources, articles, podcasts, and emails you've been talking about.
Well, as I mentioned previously, I like the articles and episodes that come to me in a weekly email. I'm a very busy professional in the community, so when reminder emails pop up, it's a welcome note to take advantage of great content. Another Alive and Active Life tool is the one-page goals sheet. I use it going into each new year. Actually, it's been very helpful to organize my goals. It significantly helps me to streamline my life and shapes my approach for the next 365 days. Most meaningful to me are the devotional books. I use them in my personal quiet time, and I have used them several times in small group settings as well. They're so scripture-centered. At the end of reading each one of these books, you've really read an entire book of the Bible.
So it's like getting two books done.
Exactly. There's power in God's Word. Interestingly, the devotional books really capitalize on that. Although you share your thoughts, it's not your thoughts that come through. It's God's Word. And that's why there's so much power in these study books. As an author, you challenge your readers to use their own head and ask, "What does it mean to me? How does this impact my daily life? How do I apply this content?" It's really like talking to a good counselor, which, of course, you are, who provides helpful action steps and fresh ideas to know God better and live with purpose. This is important. Many people don't know what to do with what they just read in Scripture. But after going through one of your books, I have action steps. That's powerful. And it blesses me.
You've been involved for years, Andrew, and are a dependable supporter. Subsequently, I think you've caught the heart of this ministry, and we enjoy working with you. So thank you for opening your studio and laboring to help us broadcast professional, applicable messages from God's Word in this digital age. I like what you said about getting encouragement without all the noise of today's world.
Well, it's my privilege to be involved.
So, would you recommend these books, episodes, articles, and tools to others?
Oh, absolutely. For all the reasons I just mentioned, all the tools, and especially the books, I highly recommend. Since we're regularly dropping episode content, I definitely recommend the podcast episodes. Myself, I enjoy listening to a book or other content on my work commute. I look for ways to multiply my time with work responsibilities. So to take this podcast information in audio form, it's helpful and exciting. It opens more options for busy people.
And that's why we're talking about this today. Just a few did you know questions. First of all, did you know Alive and Active Life connects with people in over 25 countries around the world? Second, did you know Alive and Active Life connects weekly with ever-increasing numbers of people through articles and podcast episodes? We now have a large library. The third question, did you know that Alive and Active Life regularly develops and publishes resources to help people get into God's Word? You know, those Bible study books and ebooks that you've been talking about that are in our bookstore? The fourth thing is, did you know that we offer people free courses with excellent content to make life rich and fresh? And the fifth question is, did you know that we're a hand for people to hold, a voice to encourage people, and a practical guide to take people farther on their personal journey with Jesus? You'll notice the common word, people. We want to stay in step with God's purposes for readers and listeners around the world. In fact, we want to inspire and equip people to walk through life with more passion, power, and purpose by applying God's Word in practical ways each day. By the way, that's our mission statement.
Well, yes, I actually did know pretty much all of that. Great mission statement, by the way. And that's another reason I'm so involved in this ministry. Because of all those things you just mentioned, I encourage readers and listeners to sign up for the email list. You can go to www.aliveandactivelife.org/sign-up. You can have great content and encouragement come right into your email inbox every week.
Well, I echo that call to action. Do sign up. And tell others to subscribe to our podcast. We're on all major apps. Plus, on our website, every article has a podcast player at the top with the content. For help subscribing, our podcast page has a podcast sign-up help button. Check our bookstore for materials to help you get into God's Word and live an alive and active life. So, Andrew, do you have any closing thoughts?
Well, I agree with all that you've said about Alive and Active Life and the tools it offers, especially this podcast. I pray listeners and readers will know Jesus better. Remember, God loves you and wants to help you live with purpose. I'm so happy to be part of this podcast ministry.
By the way, every time we record, Andrew, we stop and pray for God's blessing and help. And we pray for you, our listeners and readers. So, that gives you a peek behind the scenes of what we do and why we do it. But for now, a final fun fact. Andrew is the musician behind all our podcast music. He's a gifted guitarist and recording artist outside his day job. All the music you hear on this pod comes out of his personal work in his studio.
Well, that's my pleasure.
Before we close today, I have a special announcement. Easter is coming fast. So to help prepare your heart for a meaningful celebration, we're offering a free, meaningful, encouraging devotional course, Prepare for Easter. You can jump in anytime best for you. It's already open, so sign up now by going to www.aliveandactivelife.org/courses. www.aliveandactivelife.org/courses. Then click on the sign up button when you get to that page.
And, you know, normally, Brenda, you take this next part, but today it's my turn. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article.
Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life. Thanks, Andrew.
My pleasure, and thank you, Brenda.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.